Welcome to the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Hello, hello, welcome, 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 VFN Radio. My name is John Ramos, and I'm filling in today for Greg Lancaster. And joining with me today in the studio is the man, the one and only, yes, you've probably already know who he is, Pat Hamilton.
Hello, I think.
Oh, my goodness. Come on, man. I mean, we are so excited to be with you guys today. How are you doing, man?
A little chilly.
A little chilly.
My fingers are numb. I can't feel them right now.
What is going on here?
Lord, I wish I knew.
My goodness. You know, I mean, I go to New Jersey, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm there, and, you know.
Expecting, you know, blizzards and snow and cold.
Yeah, right? Exactly. You know, you're just obeying God, you know. You're just, you know, ministering out there, doing, you know. And all of a sudden, what happens? A hurricane touches New Jersey. And you're like, really? I mean,
you thought
come
you
on
left
now.
Those behind,
yeah,
didn't
hello?
You?
Hello, all five of them, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, I thought I'd never, ever see a hurricane, ever wait, you know, in line for gas again or lose power or any of those crazy things.
Right.
And so then a hurricane visits us in New Jersey. Okay. Horrible. And so now, you know, trek all the way back down here to Florida and enjoying the nice sunny weather. Only to find out that it's 19 degrees, Chris. Pat, 19 degrees. And I'm like, are you kidding me? I got a text from Tony and Sophia. Sophia says it's 7 degrees in New Jersey right now. 7. And Tony texts me and said, get this, Pat. He has to go into the freezer where mm-hmm. he works to get warm.
He works in a freezer?
Well, he delivers. His company delivers milk all over the truck.
Is it a refrigerator truck?
Yeah, okay. And it's like, it's a freezer. And good he says, grief. I'm going in the freezer to get warm. And I was like, come on now. I mean, come on now. But what we're seeing, as strange as it appears, I mean, a great majority of the country has been under this cold snap. They're calling it a polar vortex. Let me tell you something.
What?
A polar vortex. They said it's a cold hurricane.
We can call it a name for everything.
Isn't that something?
Come on.
Isn't that sounds like I have never heard of more made up names in my life
that's crazy.
For things, but this is all part of what John Paul Jackson prophesied in The Perfect Storm.
That's right.
That there's going to be all type of different things happening. One of the dimensions of this prophetic word is the fact that the weather patterns are going to be just not normal, mm-hmm. and it's just going to baffle people. Like we're all standing here quite baffled. In fact, I saw a video the other night of someone pulling out a bottled water from inside their car and came outside with it. And within a few seconds, that water in their hand, bottled water, froze.
Oh, wow.
I'm thinking, that is amazing. But I know that CBN is reporting about this cold snap and really want to just get some more understanding of how other people are being affected by this. Because remember, you know, we're talking about the cold here today, but we have people all across this country, homeless folks, elderly, the animals, you know, that are right now affected by this cold snap. So we want to just find out what's going on so we can continue to pray and lift them up.
Graham, the U.S. is in a deep freeze as extreme cold grips the country from Montana to Alabama. This Arctic blast is not just another winter storm. For many areas, it is the coldest in 20 years. Our Caitlin Burke reports.
More than 2 million Americans are layering up today as they face dangerously cold temperatures.
I'm wearing long underwear. I feel like I'm going skiing, but I'm not. I'm going to work.
In Minneapolis, where the wind chill is taking temperatures to 60 below zero, officials issued a rare warning. They say the life-threatening cold poses a particularly dangerous situation, and residents should just stay inside. The historically low temperatures are being caused by a polar vortex, which is basically like a cold weather cyclone. They form in the North Pole and rarely ever work their way this far south.
Polar vortex sounds pretty scary. I think I felt better when it was just cold.
The deep freeze is even reaching the south. Temperatures in Nashville, Tennessee are colder today than in Anchorage, Alaska. And Atlanta, Georgia is seeing temperatures colder than Moscow.
It's really cold. I ain't used to the cold weather.
Meteorologists say that in some parts of the South and East today, record low temperatures set as far back as the 1800s are being broken. Meanwhile, school systems and daycares remain shut down. In some areas, the cold temperatures are bringing winter storms, with snow, ice, and wind proving to be a major problem for travelers. JetBlue canceled all flights at four major East Coast airports until later today.
My frustration level is here, in case you want to know.
But the end is in sight. Forecasters say Wednesday's temperatures will begin creeping back towards normal. And by Thursday, most of the country will see some relief from the cold. Caitlin Burke, CBN News.
Wow. Totally, totally amazing. Wow. Now, you can take this and just, you know, throw it off and say, oh, my goodness, this is just some sort of thing that's happening. Or we can actually pay attention to what's happening across the country in this weather pattern. When Georgia, the peach state, okay, when Georgia is colder than Moscow, I think we need to pay attention. Mm-hmm. I think we need to pay attention. I want to encourage you to visit The Torch, and you can go to The Torch by going to VFNTV.com, and you'll see a flame, a torch that's a moving torch. And you want to click on that, and you're going to find that we have a whole section called Prophecy, a tab, where you can begin to start searching and reading some of these prophetic words and reading about the perfect storm and John Paul Jackson. And, I mean, my goodness, God is speaking. The question is, are we listening, and how do we respond to the voice of the Lord? Let me tell you, God is warning us, and He wants us to be prepared. He wants us to turn our hearts to Him. He wants us to come back to Him. But we need to pay attention.
Mm-hmm.
We need to pay attention. And I've just seen so many things that happen in just with this weather pattern, but I see this happening in many people's lives. It's like, do you think that the tornado going on in your home right now, you know what I'm saying? Do you think that your personal financial collapse, do you think that all these things that are happening, chaos upon chaos, storm upon storm, these whirlwind effects, this is not normal living. You know, mm-hmm. we're not meant to live in a continual storm, in a continual problem, in a continual, you know, depression that's overtaking us, but God has given us life and life more abundantly, and we're supposed to live victorious in God.
Mm-hmm.
Sure, there are seasons of attack. Sure, there are seasons of pressure. There's things that happen to us,
mm-hmm.
but we're not supposed to live in a continual state of destruction, calamity.
Right.
And to write that off, it's like your body's falling apart, everything. Add them up. It's like, catch a clue, right?
Mm-hmm.
What's God saying? Are we, oftentimes our body, you know, things are happening in our body is just basically telling on us a lot of times. It's reacting to how we're out of order with God.
Mm-hmm.
And if we would just pay attention to the things that are happening in our lives and not just throw them off, And discredit them. I guess it's where to move. Discredit those things, but recognize that, wow, am I living out a harvest? And what we're seeing happening around the world right now, what we're seeing, I mean, like live, like living, you know, it's streaming here.
Mm-hmm.
It used to take some time before things would, it appeared to manifest, and it's like, but events are hitting us. Life-changing events are hitting us like bugs on a windshield. And I believe 2014 is going to be a year that's going to be even accelerated than what we've been used to seeing. You know what
right.
I'm saying, Matt? I mean,
mm-hmm.
it's just like, oh, my goodness. And you're going to need to, and we're going to talk about this today. We have an exciting program for you, but we're going to talk about the presence of the Lord. We're going to talk about soaking and abiding and just being with God. And listen, you need God. You need God. Days are going to be difficult, and it's challenging times we're going to be facing. But let me tell you something. God can pull us through anything, and we can endure anything if we have Jesus. I'm not talking about religion. I'm not talking about what man is made of. I'm talking about Jesus Himself. So we're going to talk about that. We're also going to be sharing today about where we refuse to honor or become familiar with the things of God. We shouldn't be surprised when we don't see the miracles of God. I want to see how that was done in Jesus' life.
Right.
You know, if this is how they treated the teacher, the student shouldn't be surprised. And so we mm-hmm. can glean some wisdom and understand that, hey, listen, we need to have a heart that's honoring towards the things of God, honoring God Himself, the church, his body, and what he is doing, mm-hmm. if we're going to enter on into what he has for us.
That's right.
You know, God has a place for us. There is a season, there's a place, all those. But you know what? We have to cooperate with God.
That's right.
We talked about this on yesterday's program, and I'm telling you, if you missed any of our programs, we have four programs back-to-back. You want to make sure to catch them. Of course, you can always go to VFNTV.com, but don't forget, we have podcasts available for you. If you haven't signed up for the newsletter, oh my goodness, sign up. Go to VFNTV.com. In the right-hand corner, you can select newsletter sign up, and every single week, you're going to get the highlights of that week's program. And you're also going to get an opportunity to get every single program that was available, that was shared on that week's segment.
Wow.
So it's all contained in an email, and you can take it, you know, have VFN radio on my phone, and we'll go, you know, on your iPad. Mm-hmm. And I get so many reports of people telling me, hey, listen, I was just sitting with my iPad, I went to the newsletter, and it just, you know, click, 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 and I just heard one after the other, you know. It's a great way. So sign up for yourself, and also sign up a friend.
Mm-hmm.
But we talked about on one of the programs how, you know, the Lord is our shield, and he's a shield for those who take refuge in him. And a lot of times people will claim a scripture for themselves,
mm-hmm.
and they'll say, hey, you know, that's my scripture, that's my word. And it's like, listen, the Bible is not hocus pocus. It's not a formula. Really, it isn't. I mean, really, it isn't. And the way sometimes we see it presented, it's like, you know, a self-help book. And it's the word of God. It's God speaking to us, and we can't just pick and choose the scriptures that we want to apply to our life. We apply the whole word.
Mm-hmm.
We're from Genesis to Revelation, you know, Old and New Testaments, you know, it's one word. It's one Bible, and it's meant for us, you know, to abide in, to soak in,
mm-hmm.
because God wants to speak to us. He wants to commune with his creation. You know, we talk about this in his presence. You know, of all the things that God's created, Pat, human beings, us, mm-hmm. us, this little frail body made of dirt,
right,
has the abilities created with the potential with to love him, to love him, and to receive his love.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we are created with the ability to express love to God, and I'm excited about that. But, you know, it just doesn't happen in terms of promises of God. You know, we have to put on Christ. You know, a coat right now will keep you quite warm, okay?
Yeah.
But it keeps the person warm who puts the coat on. You know what I mean? You have to put on the coat. You have to wear it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what you want to do with the Lord. You want to receive him. You're not going to be able to pick and choose scriptures, and it's not a self-help book, the Bible. But you're going to need to receive him as your Lord, as your Savior, and as your best friend, because that's what he wants to be, your best friend. And I'm just so excited. We're going to talk about how Moses was a friend of God, and I'm telling you, that's our inheritance. He's not the man upstairs. He's not the co-pilot. He's Savior, and he is Lord. We'll be right back.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
This group of lawyers would like to announce an Easter celebration. Could there be anything wrong with that? This is Law and Justice with Jay Sekulow.
Is it legally okay to put up at a county office flyers advertising an Easter celebration meeting?
Let me ask you this, Bill. Is this a situation where it's a community bulletin board inside this county facility? Is there other advertisements up?
Yes.
As long as there's other advertisements being posted by community groups, then you cannot have your ability to post a notice about an Easter celebration service or whatever it might be. I mean, you've always, obviously, with Easter's come and gone, but with other activities, you have completely the right to do that. And there is no religious exclusion to the First Amendment here. So if you've got an upcoming summer festival or something like that, you'd be in excellent shape, legally speaking, to move forward on that.
Support the ACLJ in defending your religious liberty. Visit ACLJ.org.
I'll never forget, I read this book once, and the author asked this question. I don't remember much about the entire book. I was in college at the time. And he says, in the book, if there, you know, what is one thing that if you started doing every single day for the rest of your life, what's the one thing that will change your life? And that one sentence just exploded within inside of me. I go, whoa, I was in my 20s. That's powerful. That's deep. And I go, what's the one thing that if I just started doing every single day would change my life? I got thinking. I said, I wasn't a Christian at the time. I said, I bet if I read my Bible every day, I bet you that would change my life. And that was the beginning.
Wow. Mm.
That was the beginning. One little step. Let me tell you something. We have a simple plan for you. You can get that at iabide.org. It's free. Doesn't cost you a thing. And you will learn how to hear God's voice, connect with God, and write down what he's telling you and have a relationship with the Lord. I'm telling you, if you allow God's word to get on the inside of you, mm-hmm. it'll change your life because he is the word.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. I'm John Ramos, and joining with me today is Pat Hamilton. And when before the break, we were just talking about the weather pattern. It is colder in Georgia today mm-hmm. than in Moscow, Russia. I think God is trying to get our attention. I mean, John Paul Jackson shared it. Yeah, hey, you know, I don't know. But John Paul Jackson shared this what's happening right now. This was already foretold in advance. This is what prophecy is, in advance, okay? And John Paul Jackson shared this in The Perfect Storm, which you can find at VFNTV.com by going to the torch and search. And you'll see these prophetic words and others. But God's getting our attention. And, you know, during the break, Pat and I were talking about, listen, I mean, we need to get this because it's 19 degrees here in Florida. Mm-hmm. We don't need to be sitting in 2 foot of snow. He's like, please repent. The oranges are frozen. Come on. This is not good. You know, in the previous year, we actually saw how many holes, sinkholes, the earth opening up how many times?
I mean, twice, I know. I can remember.
Yeah, I'm like, my goodness. It was like 3 or 4, but I'm not sure.
Well, the ones we talked about. Yeah, there exactly, might have been more.
Yeah. But they were, Earth opened up and swallowed people in their whole entire bed.
Yeah.
And it's like,
with him in it?
Yes. He's gone. He's totally gone. Gone. And then there was a guy in the golf course. Mm-hmm. There's four men on a golf course. Four men. And mm-hmm. This is on the torch now. Four men on the golf course. And a hole big enough just to swallow up one person, and it happened to be under one of the four.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's like,
God, what are you saying to me?
Yeah. or I thought about the guy at one thing that Francis Chan's like, you, what's your name? What's your name? Out of 30,000 people, the one guy Francis Chan points to, if we were to ask God and someone about your spiritual walk, like, oh my goodness, Brian, whatever his name is, you're on the spot right now. But yeah. I'll tell you, listen, we need to respond and understand that God's just trying to get our attention. We serve a loving God, and it's like minimal force necessary. And the pressures and the trials in your life are not meant to destroy you. God's not interested in destroying us. He's interested in us being able to tap out, if you will, you know, tap out and say, I'm done. I'm done trying to do this my way and ignore God and just do whatever I want to do. But I recognize that there's a holy God and he has expectations of me. And at the end of the day, really, Pat, really, all he wants is our heart.
That's it.
I mean, it's like, you know, when you're talking to a child, there's like all these rules and all this stuff. And I just can't do this and I can't do that. And it's like, son, daughter, all we want you to do is just the right thing. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is not hard, right? All we want you to do is just do the right thing out of a heart of obedience. And guess what? All these other things, you know, will line up in your life, and there's all type of privileges and all type of things that will open up to you. But it's like, don't despise really God's love for you, but God will allow us to things to happen to discipline us, correct us, allow hardships to press up against us, for us to respond to him and say, God, what? Mm-hmm. You know, where have I missed it? What? And I'll tell you what, when your back is against the wall, please look up, because God's right there waiting for you and saying, here I am. Here I am. Let's work on it. Mm-hmm. And so don't, if God's speaking to you, don't harden his heart. Respond to him and say, yes, Lord. What do you want? What do you want from me? What do you want from me? Pat, did you hear about that football game last night? FSU and Auburn. Now, you know I'm not a football fan. I mean, listen, I'm sorry. I'm just not a football fan. But there's something about college football that does get me a little bit excited, especially these big old bowl games. But I'm telling, did you see the game? Did you hear anything about this game?
I didn't watch the game. I saw the last minute of it, which is all I needed to see, which is the part where they came back.
Man, this was such a back and forth battle. FSU was the favorite. I believe they're undefeated all year. Mm-hmm. And their quarterback just won the Heisman Trophy. I mean, this is like pretty awesome stuff going on there at FSU. And Auburn upset Alabama, which was, you know, unbelievable in that type of circle, what was going on there. But Auburn out the gate, man, was like 21-0. I mean, they were just the first quarter. It was like 21-3 or something like that. I was thinking, oh, this is bad. This is not good. And then, like, within 1 minute, Auburn takes the lead again or something like that. FSU comes back, and then Auburn takes the lead within 1 minute left, and you're like, oh, it's over. I mean, it's like, you know, this is done. One guy runs 100 yards back. I mean, then the other team, Auburn, responds and comes, runs, does the same thing, scores a touchdown. I was like, oh, my goodness, it's over 1 minute. And I think in the last 20 seconds of a game, last 20 seconds, FSU just wins out a victory, man. You're playing against the clock. Yep. You know, you're playing against the clock. That's the thing about football. It's not an unlimited, you know.
Right.
You're playing against a time. And it just makes me think about life. It makes me think about, you know, there's an appointed time for all of us. You know, we don't have 10,000 years on this earth. You know, we don't have an unlimited amount of time. It's not like, you know, school. You could just take the grade over and over and over again until you pass. It's like, oh, no, you know, this is coming to an end. This is coming to an end. And same thing with that game. They had to do what they had to do in the time that they had to do. They had to get this ball down the field, man, inch by inch, you know, yard by yard. They had to get this thing in the end zone, and they needed to do it fast. They needed to not waste any time. And you could see at different parts of the game, the quarterback's like, hurry up, snap, 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 snap the ball. You know, we got to get this thing, you know. Don't pay attention here. Pay attention, because every second matters. And, you know, seconds matter when seconds is all you got.
That's it.
And I think a lot of times we live life as if we have all the time in the world. Mm-hmm. And you know what? Eternity is like that. But we're not living in eternity right now.
That's right. We're on a clock.
Yeah, we're on a clock, okay? And the time is ticking. The question is, what are we doing in the lifetime of that tick? Tick, tick, tick. I mean, it's just going. Mm-hmm. And the thing is, at the end of the day, are you going to regret how you played on the field? Mm-hmm. You know, this is a fantastic segment on The Torch. And I believe it's called Players. We need players. And we're going to make sure that this is related for you. But it's an excellent, excellent segment, because it really just talks about, listen, God doesn't need any more fans. He doesn't need, and let me tell you, they have some fans up in the crowd now. They don't need any more fans. He needs players. He needs players in the game. And right now, we need players. We need those that are willing to say, listen, I want my life to count. I understand that it's just seconds left. All I have is just minutes. And before you know it, it's going to be over. Mm-hmm. You know, if you look at your children, the other day I was looking at my son, and I'm just thinking, my goodness, it's just the other day, it's just a little baby. And I have a little girl, and I told my son, I'm like, appreciate all these cute little things that she does. And she does so many cute little things. It's like, because she's not going to stay this small forever. You know, she's growing up. Everyone grows up and you change. And it's like, you can never go back to that period of time again. There's something about time that you just can't go back to it. And oftentimes I like pictures, because pictures tend to freeze a moment where people enjoyed a happy time, or it commemorates a special event or something like that. And you can kind of go back to that moment. But you really, really, really can't go back to the moment.
Right.
You know, yesterday's over with, right? Tomorrow may never come, but today's a gift. That's why they call it the present. And we need to appreciate the fact that, hey, we got to live in the moment.
Right.
And we have to live to be able to honor and do great things for God. But this game, man, was just like amazing. I mean, it just came down to the final seconds. And it just reminded me so much of just how life is.
Yeah, that's right.
It's just, it's all about seconds. It's all about doing the right thing. And we always say about, you know, it always comes to that one play. Don't think that your life is insignificant or what you're doing doesn't matter. It all matters. It takes everybody doing their part. It takes everyone working together, working under the headship of the Lord Jesus Christ. Every joint supplies. And as we are working together to advance his kingdom, we're going to see the glory of God go all across the world. But he wants us to be in the game. He wants our hearts. He wants our passion. He wants our love. He wants our devotion. And he wants you 100% in. Don't let time pass you by. Get in the game. We want to give a special thanks to all of our sponsors and partners. Visit them today at VFNTV.com. We have all their contact information for you, phone numbers, web addresses, even a map. Visit VFNTV.com. We want to ask you to partner. Listen, your giving, your contributions, we're doing this together. We're taking the gospel all around the world. Every bit counts. Let's partner and do it together. VFNTV.com.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
We're in this for the long haul or until they take us down. We're in this thing. We are here all the way until the Lord says no. And we are excited about it. There are so many things going to happen and unfold. Understand that God is preparing himself a people across the world and across the nation. We believe there's going to be a third great awakening. There are men and women who may have bowed the knee, who may have done these things that everybody else has done. I mean, read our testimony. I mean, God's brought us out of all this, but when God redeems you, even if you bowed your knee, he'll forgive you. And so he said that he reserved for himself prophets that have not bowed their knee. Well, we have. He's reserved for himself his son, Jesus Christ, that if we make Jesus Christ the Lord of our life, though we've sinned, though we've faltered, though we've made these mistakes and error and the enemy seduced us or lured us or whatever, you know, whatever it is, that when you repent, God forgives you, and it's as if you never bowed your knee. So it's not about a self-righteous, hey, I've never done anything wrong. Well, you just did that wrong because that's not true, and that's pride and can't be used. It's false humility. But understand that if, in fact, that you want, say, God, I want to be a part of what you're doing. I don't want to be on the sidelines. I want to be a player, as we talked about yesterday. I want to encourage you. Today is your day. Today is the day that you can say, you know what? I want to make Jesus Christ the Lord of my life, the Lord of my life. And I want to be forgiven. God, forgive me for everything, all my compromise, where I've bowed my knee down, where I've sinned against you and sinned against others. Restore me, cleanse me, be the Lord of my life. I'm going to begin to learn how to be your disciple and abide with you on a daily basis. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Awesome. Go to meetmyfather.org, meetmyfather.org, and find out more about how we made that very same decision. We met our God, our Father God, through his Son, Jesus Christ, and you just did too. And share your story with us. Let us know that what happened. And also go to iabide.org and learn how to abide with Jesus. You abide in him, he abides in you, and you're going to be very successful as he measures success in your life.
Welcome to the Daily VFN Radio Program. Well, we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T light with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Hello, we want to welcome all of our VFN radio listeners all around the world and on the Gulf Coast. My name is John Ramos, and I'm filling in today for Greg Lancaster. Joining me today in the studio is Pat Hamilton.
Hello, hello.
Hello, my goodness, Pat. I know in previous programs we were talking about this amazing national champion football game between the FSU Seminoles, Florida State Seminoles, and Auburn Tigers, and just how every second matters and how we relate it to God and how just life is, you know, man, every second matters, you know. Mm-hmm. You only have a certain amount of time on the clock.
It's just a vapor, right?
It's just a vapor before you can actually, you know, finish it out. But you want to finish strong. You want to know that you've left everything out in the field. You don't want to go back in the locker room with, you know, mm-hmm. you ever played a game and you go to the locker room and you better, everyone that walks in that room better be dog tired, dragging himself in.
Right, right.
But you look at that guy and he's like, hey, he's like, you got jokes right now? You got energy? He's like, we just grinded out this game. You know, we had 60 minutes or whatever, you know, to prove, you know, we're going to do this thing. And mm-hmm. you better come in here dragging and we want to leave everything out in the field. And seconds matter. Seconds matter when seconds is all you got. Mm-hmm. And really, life is nothing but a matter of seconds. And so what are you doing in that vapor called time, not just for yourself, but for God? Because many people are building things and spending and investing their time in stuff for themselves. And at the mm-hmm. end of the day, when it's all said and done, I mean, I've been to quite a number of funerals in my day. I mean, mm-hmm. my goodness, more than I can count, believe me.
Too many.
But I have to be honest with you, I have never, not once, Pat, have I seen a U-Haul behind a hearse. I mean, I've never seen it. And to my understanding, mm-hmm. all of this stuff and things, we don't take with us. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And the Bible says, naked we come in, naked we go out. You know, it's just, that's it. And my goodness, you know, our life at the end of the day, when it's all said and done, I don't know. I just say, you know what? I think that a man or woman has no regrets when it's all said and done, the man or woman who gives it all to God on the field of life. Mm. That man or woman gives it all. They said about a missionary to India. They said that who's going to a tribe who's with Jim Elliott's crew and out there. And they wind up, Jim Elliott lost his life to the people he was trying to reach. They were indigenous type Indian people. They didn't recognize it. They were trying to bring them the gospel, and they wound up spearing them.
Yeah.
And one of the guys, and it was Nate Saint, I think, one of the guys that, you know, said, how do you feel? Someone asked them, how do you feel that you're wasting your life out here? And he says, listen. Because he's like, these people don't even know that you're, you know, they don't even know your language. You're trying to learn them. You're trying to bring them the gospel, and they wound up killing one of your friends. And, you know, mm-hmm. what's the deal here? And he responds back, and this is not the exact quote, but he responds something to the effect that everybody is wasting their life. The question is, what are you wasting your life on? Mm. Everyone's investing their life in something. Don't believe the hype here. Mm. You know what I mean?
Right.
The question is, what are you giving your life to? What are you giving your life to? What is it? And there's a lot of things that, you know, are good ideas. But in view of eternity and in view of God, at the end of the day, when we're reviewing the play tape, if you will, before, you know, God's, mm-hmm. are you going to be happy with that? Or are you going to have any regrets? Are you going to wish that you did something for the one that you said you love?
Mm-hmm.
And it's just encouraging now to be able to look at that. We're approaching, you know, a new year allows you to reflect on times past, but it also allows you to have vision moving forward. Listen, if you don't like what you've been getting, you know, if you keep doing the same thing that you've been doing, I mean, I think that's the definition, expecting different
insanity,
results.
Yeah.
That's the definition of insanity. It's maybe it's time for, you know, I don't know, you to change, you know, you to say that, you know, this year I am going to do something maybe I've never done. Mm-hmm. Maybe I have never consistently spent time with the Lord, abided with him, and wrote down, Pat, mm-hmm. what I felt God was saying to me for that day.
Mm-hmm.
I want to encourage you. I want to challenge you. I want to challenge you to go to iabide.org and for 6 weeks, say, you know what? I am going to soak, marinate. I'm going to get all in God. I'm going to abide. I'm going to read his word. I'm going to hide his word in my heart. And I'm going to go after God. I'm going to love him with all my heart, with all my mind, with all my soul, with all my strength. I'm going to love him with everything that is within me. And I'm just going to go on the stretch for God. That's it.
Mm.
It's just a matter of saying, listen, I'm going to turn. I'm going to turn. And let me tell you, God responds to that. You know, James tells us that if you draw close to God, you come near to God, he will come near to you.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he will. He might. He will. So you take a step, he takes a step, you take, I mean, hey, listen, you meet in the middle and it's like, wow. You know what I mean?
Right.
Wow. So I encourage you, make that change. Speaking of football, your friend, my friend, I don't know, Tim Tebow. Did you hear the news about Tim Tebow?
I think I heard something. Detail.
Tim Tebow. You know, we're sticking on football here a little bit, but Tim Tebow is now the new ESPN SEC network analysis. Basically, he's a college football network that they've, my understanding is they put together just for him. Uh-huh. And this is his new thing. You know, he was played for several teams. We joke about that he just needs a universal jersey that we can just color on, whatever, you know, just a white jersey and we'll color the team.
Right.
But right now, for the first time in his professional career, he's without a team. He's not even playing this season. And, you know, we're like, man, where's his next step? Well, the cool thing is that they're actually making room for him. And they're saying, we want to put a program together for you. And he considers it an awesome opportunity. This is a Charisma magazine that's reporting this. But he says, I'm not giving up on my NFL dreams. He says he feels that he's in the best. I've been training very hard over the course of the last few months, 5 days a week. And I feel like I'm in the best. I'm the best I've ever been as quarterback right now. And I hope I get the opportunity to show that. It's pretty impressive. You know, because some people that you tell them that you can't play, mm-hmm. and they begin to believe what other people say about them, and there's been so many words spoken over this young man saying that he can't play at this particular level, that you're just not good enough,
mm-hmm.
and he believes a different story. He believes that he can,
mm-hmm.
and he's not wishful thinking, but he actually puts the work in. Have you ever seen his documentary? This guy can work. He puts the work in. And he says, no, I believe differently. And there's something about that, you know. So many times in our own personal walk, in our own life, you know, the enemy will lie to us. He'll speak things to, you know, in our mind we'll get these fiery darts,
mm-hmm.
and it'll speak to us about why we can, and do you know where you came from, and do you know who you are? They're like, yes, I know exactly who I am. You know, outside of Christ. I know exactly. I know what I did. Yes. But you know what? God's grace is sufficient. His forgiveness. You know, God's blood forgives every sin. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And the question is, whose voice are you going to listen to? You know, there's three voices. You know, you've got Satan's voice. The devil always wants to whisper something in your ear.
Mm-hmm.
You got your own voice. And then you've got God's voice. And the question, whose voice are you going to listen to? You can't even listen to your own voice.
Mm-mm.
Because your own voice sometimes will line up with what the enemy has to say. You'll be in agreement with that, or you'll be, you know, or you'll be in agreement. Actually, there's a fourth voice, other people's voices.
Right.
Yeah, Satan's voice, your voice, other people's voices, and God's voice. And the question is, who are you going to line up with?
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to line up with what the enemy has to say over you in your life? Are you going to line up with others say? Or are you going to line up with what God has spoken over your life? And, you know, I say, listen, we only have this small vapor, short amount of time. I say, hey, listen, why don't you just go ahead and line up with what God says, get in his word, abide on that, and begin to say, you know what, God, you love me? That settles it. And I'm going to receive that love, and I'm going to walk this thing out. But it matters whose voice you're listening to. And I tell you, listen to the voice of the Lord. Listen to the voice of the Lord, because God does speak, and he desires to speak directly to you.
Mm-hmm.
And it's an amazing thing when he does. You'll be no longer concerned about what others are saying or teaching. Or it's like, listen, God himself spoke to me and I wrote it down. Mm. And you have it forever.
All right.
And that's the beautiful thing, because, you know, one, two words spoken to you by God, Pat, are probably way better than 1,000 words spoken or taught by somebody else.
That's all right.
And it's a beautiful thing that we get the chance and the opportunity to do is to, what God wants us to do is to make disciples, not followers of people or tapes or ministries or, no, to make disciples of Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And becoming a disciple means becoming a learned one that becomes like Christ, and to do the things that Jesus did. And Jesus sought the Father early. That's what he did. Mm-hmm. He spent time with him, and Jesus said and did nothing that he didn't see his Father doing. And so I'm telling you that if Jesus did this, I think that it's a good thing for us to walk in the steps of Jesus.
Amen.
And to honor him in that way. When we get back from this break, we're going to be talking about Israel and what is happening. The Secretary of State just left Monday, Israel, and he's coming back next week. Mm-hmm. And this is serious stuff, man. We want to keep our eyes and remember what's going on. We got the Four Blood Moons coming up in April. Mm-hmm. This is like days, 90-some-odd days away now on tax day, no less. Listen, it's time to pay attention. Don't lose sight. We'll be right back.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
You know, I want to encourage you, as you're listening to VFN Radio every day, you know, we're 24-7, we're 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We're live 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central, but we're 24-7, anytime, any time zone, all the way from Okinawa, Japan, to San Diego, California. You know what I'm saying? You can come on to VFNTV.com or download our app and listen live. But we also have highlights. We actually have an entire two-hour broadcast broken up into certain segments that you can, something, you know, it just may be on your heart or on your, you wanted to hear that one thing. It's all you have time for. It's all you wanted to hear. And that's why we do that. And you can go right to that on the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com and click on the Torch. Or you can go to your app and just kind of thumb through the names of the highlights and listen to that one segment. But that's all for you. We want to deliver everything that we're called to deliver to you in any way that we can that helps you meet your need at that time. Sometimes you can't, you just don't have time to get it this way. You have to get it that way. And sometimes you don't have time to get it that way. You get it this way. So don't forget, you can go to VFNTV.com. You can go to VFNTV.com and it's there for you. If you haven't yet gone to the front of VFNTV.com, and it is a big link right there in the middle that says visit our sponsors. I want you to go there and just, you see them, you go there, click on visit our sponsors, and you'll see them, and they just continue coming in. We just thank God for our sponsors and our partners. And our partners are those who partner with us prayerfully and financially every single month, giving a financial gift. And our sponsors and underwriters are those businesses and ministries who stand up and say, listen, we too want to stand up for God and country in that order and for Israel. And you can see them all. And it's there for a reason. It's there so you can know, you know what? If I need a particular product or a particular service, and I want to stand with those who are standing up for country, God and country, and Israel, I'm going to go to VFNTV.com, and I'm going to see, is there a sponsor there right now? And if you provide a business or a service, and you're not up, you need to do it. You need to say, hey, I want to be one of the ones that people come to. I want them to know, when you buy our service, when you buy our product, you are saying, I stand with VFNTV and the daily radio program because I truly want to be able to keep the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, which is a command from God for us. And the hope for America is the light of God's word, the light of truth. And we're standing together. So you can go to VFNTV.com, click on visit our sponsors, and you can see firsthand, not only that, but maps on how to get to them and so much other. Thank you to our sponsors. Thank you to our partners. And God bless.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. I'm John Ramos. Joining me back from the break is Pat. Pat, we're talking about Israel and some of the things that are happening right now. The Secretary of State, John Kerry, just left Israel Monday, and he is headed back next week, and he's trying to broker a peace deal with Israel and the Palestinians. But, you know, things just don't happen. You know, all of a sudden now, Syria, you don't hear anything on Syria. They're in the middle of a civil war, and it's like silence. Right. Over 100,000 people are murdered there. And we're getting ready to approach on what NASA has predicted as the four, you know, the four blood moons. They predict that April the 15th, that there's going to be, the first blood moon. And typically when this has happened in history over the last 500 years, that it begins with tears for Israel, and it ends in joy. And we really want to be vigilant in our prayers and in our support with Israel. With the apple of God's eye. I mean, if you're going to stand for anything, we say that those that stand, you know, with VFN Radio, the sponsors and partners say, listen, we're doing this for God and country in that order. God first, right? For mm-hmm. country, for the Constitution and the freedom that allows us to serve God, and for our support and love for Israel. If we don't stand for the apple of God's eye, that's not going to be a good recipe for us. So I want us to listen to CBN as they report on the Secretary of State, John Kerry, and his visit and what he's trying to do with Israel and the Palestinians. Listen up.
Overseas now, where U.S. Secretary John Kerry left Israel on Monday but is expected back next week. It is all part of a major U.S. effort to broker an agreement between Israelis and Palestinians. As Chris Mitchell reports from Jerusalem, some believe Kerry's efforts might put Israel's security in jeopardy.
Kerry says his efforts are not mission impossible.
And which I think presents us now with the possibility of trying to find a framework agreement which would really lay out the end game and lay out the framework for the major issues to guide the negotiations from this point forward.
It's not an interim agreement, it's not a transitional period, it's beyond us. We're working hard to achieve an agreement on all core issues.
Those core issues include security, borders, and the fate of Jerusalem. One reported issue is the proposal that Israel give up the strategic Jordan Valley to the Palestinians. Yet three U.S. senators, former Senate colleagues of Secretary Kerry, told a Jerusalem press conference recent history shows when Israel gives up land, it puts the country at risk. After Israel left Gaza in 2005, Hamas and other terror groups have fired thousands of rockets into Israel.
Here's the one thing that I think dominates the thinking in Israel. Once you withdraw, then the ability to go back is almost impossible. You know, once you give up your ability to kind of chart your own destiny, look at Gaza, what's the chance of going back into Gaza militarily?
Former Israeli Ambassador Danny Ayalon told CBN News he believes the agreement would base a future Palestinian state on the West Bank, including Jerusalem.
I believe that the deal that he offers is a 67 borders, mm-hmm. or the basis of 67, which swaps on a one-to-one ratio. It would include Jerusalem. As far as Kerry is concerned, this is what I believe. That should be for recognition by the Palestinians of a Jewish state.
While Kerry puts U.S. prestige on the line to create a Palestinian state, some are concerned the Palestinians see the negotiations only as one stage in their long-range plan. A senior Palestinian official, Abba Zaik, told Syrian TV a Palestinian state based on the 1967 lines was only the beginning. He said even the most extreme among us, Hamas or the fighting forces, want a state within the 67 borders. Afterward, we will have something to say, because the inspiring idea cannot be achieved all at once. Rather, in stages. Many interpret the inspiring idea as the elimination of the State of Israel. Chris.
Yes, this is powerful, absolutely powerful, and we got to be able to get a grip. We need to get an understanding of what is actually happening. When you're talking about giving up land, it's interesting how all of a sudden, you know, Israel's, I say all of a sudden, it's not all of a sudden. You know, Israel is being bombarded with these plans and strategies mm-hmm. from Iran, and then all of a sudden that noise begins to go down and is quiet, and now they're back on the other front, mm-hmm. which is the Palestinian state. And they teeter back and forth with these plans to constantly wear Israel out. I mean, they're just kind of wear them out. Mm-hmm. And let me tell you, Israel will not fall. I mean, they will not crumble, and you need to be careful messing with the apple of God's eye. Because this is not good. You know, can you pull up on the torch here? We want to play this video for you because, you know, the president actually, this is, you know, when you see this John Kerry, the Secretary of State, he's not speaking on his own accord, by the way. He has a cabinet position in the president's administration. Mm-hmm. He doesn't speak his own mind. He speaks the mind and the agenda of the president, the right. boss. Mm-hmm. And so we have a segment, September the 1st. It's President Obama tells Israel to split their land. And this was 5/20/11 when he spoke this, May 5th, 2011. And you can just put 1967 in there. And, yeah, there it is. And what happened was that, listen, if we go back to 1967, if we go back to that period in time, this is not going to be good. This, we're talking about indefensible borders. So when you hear talk about Israel going back, and it's about land, and it's about peace. Now, listen, you know, it's just like the enemy, just inch by inch, and just concede. Just concede, and we'll lay off of you. Just give us a little bit more, and we'll lay off of you. This is not the plan. You don't bully Israel into making a decision, and you don't bully Israel into saying, listen, if you give us some land, we'll stop messing with you. No, that's not how this works. But to even to suggest 1967 borderlines, and the thing about it is like, this is so embarrassing. This is so obvious. Do you not see this? And it's like, it doesn't matter. It's always under the guise of different things. But to really understand what this means, we're going to actually play this video for you that literally talks about what will happen 1967 borders. In fact, we're probably going to play it for you in our next program. But when we play it for you, you got to see that this is serious business, because at the end of the day, you know, Israel matters. Israel matters. It matters to God. It matters, you know, to the people of God, and God has a plan for Israel. A lot of these nations come and they go. You look throughout history, the Roman Empire is one of the most massive, amazing empires. Listen, it's gone. Yeah. You have the Ottoman Empire, gone, you know. Mm-hmm. You have all these empires that come and go. When you think about Great Britain, that it was said that I think the sun didn't set, never sat and went down on Great Britain's kingdom.
Oh, wow.
I mean, that's how much they just
advanced,
were everywhere. Yeah. And now, the vast difference. And I'm telling you that there are some things that we can do as believers, is positioning our heart and intertwining our heart with Israel. There's even a doctrine that's crept into the church that it's kind of replacement theology, that all the promises that were made for Israel is like they discredit them and claim it as a belief. And listen, no. That's not what this is about. Mm-hmm. This is about that God has always had a plan for Israel from the beginning, and he still does, and we're just grafted into this promise. Mm-hmm. And what's going to happen when, you know, our brothers, our Jewish brothers and sisters come to the revelation of Jesus Christ as their Messiah? And it's just beautiful. And if you've never been to Israel, I know that you've been to Israel. I've had the chance to go to Israel. I mean, it's really a wonderful experience. I mean, it's the state, the country is smaller than the state of New Jersey, and I've just traveling and going through and just visiting some of the sites where they say Jesus walked here.
Yeah, right.
Okay, you know, but to see, you know, olive trees that were around from the time of Christ, and they have them just, you know, covered and fenced in, and just being there. There's nothing like being in the Holy Land. And I believe I turned 22 in Israel, and it was an amazing, amazing time for me.
Wow. That was a long time ago.
That was a long, long, long time ago. And it was great. It was some long 11 days. And God gave me a heart for Israel. That's where my heart for Israel really began to take on, because, you know, you're there in the land, and you're eating their food. I was first introduced to falafels there in Israel. And I actually liked them. I don't know if you liked them, but I liked falafels when I had them there in Israel.
That's interesting. Yeah, that's good.
And that's pretty good, because I have a unique taste buds. I have
taste buds. That's for sure.
But my goodness, this is Israel. This is Israel, the apple of God's eye, and Jerusalem. Listen, watch Jerusalem. Watch Jerusalem. It's not a coincidence. It's not a coincidence that three of what? The religions that are known, three religions in the world claim Jerusalem. You know, Christians, obviously,
right.
Jewish, and Muslims. It's like, why? What is this?
What's
battle?
About that place?
Come on now. And I've been to the Holy Mount, and I've been to the Temple Mount, I've been to the Wailing Wall, and it's just, you know, it's such a small place. And when we show you this video, you're going to recognize that, I don't know, and maybe in your community, in different places around this country, the United States, you have small towns and you have areas of town. And you know, sometimes you may live on a border state and you realize that, you know, it's like crossing one state from the other is pretty simple. Mm-hmm. I was amazed that, like, you know, when I went to Israel, I'm like, I'm in Israel and I'm just overlooking Lebanon. You know, it's like it's right there. And then you went to the Golan Heights and you're like, oh, is that Syria? A stone's throw away? And then I'm in the Dead Sea and thinking, this is so close. They're literally like taking bombs from one block and throwing it across the other. Mm-hmm. And these borders are important. Mm-hmm. They're important. And to suggest that Israel's going to give up land because they're being bullied and it's our government that's doing that, listen, we need to repent. We need to cry out to God and say, no, this can't happen. Not on our watch. We're going to stand with the apple of God's eye. We're going to pray. We're going to intercede. And we're going to stand behind them. We're going to say, no, this is not going to happen. When you see this video, and we're making it available on the torture, you're going to hear it firsthand when we come back for our next program. It's really going to make a whole lot of sense. We want to give a special thanks to all of our sponsors and partners. Visit them today at VFNTV.com. We have all their contact information for you, phone numbers, web addresses, even maps. Visit VFNTV.com and become a sponsor or a partner. Listen, do it today. It's your partnership, your giving financially that is helping us take the gospel all around the world. Let's partner and do it together. VFNTV.com. Become a partner today.
You've been listening to VFN Radio. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you joined us. Don't forget, you can catch us at VFNTV.com on your mobile applications. You can download it at VFNTV.com. Go to your Apple apps, your Android apps, and all those wonderful apps. We enjoyed our time together. And don't forget, 24/7 on VFN Radio. God bless. Listen to this. This is what God says. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and I will heal their land. Right now, when so many things are happening in America, people are going to Washington, D.C. and protesting and trying to push the government to do things against God's way. This man with tears in his face, when they put the mic in his face, he said exactly what we need to hear and what we need to do. Listen.
What's brought you to tears?
I want to personally repent for everything I've done to bring this on to this country. And if we do not repent of our sins, we will not recover. America will not recover.
Dear God, forgive us for our sins and what we've done to cause this to come amongst our nation. You've been listening to VFN Radio. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you joined us. Don't forget, you can catch us at VFNTV.com on your mobile applications. You can download it at VFNTV.com. Go to your Apple apps, your Android apps, and all those wonderful apps. We enjoyed our time together. And don't forget, 24/7 on VFN Radio. God bless.